כן לפרק חבדל משנה י' אלף, שלוש חמוסויס ושלוש תורמלים. אין. חמוסויס, חמס מים, is the noid that we've had many times, which is a skin that holds together, it keeps fresh water, like a canteen that's made of skin. A turmel is the knapsack that the royim used to take out to the field, that also we've had a number of times. Hamakavlim kashir, the ones that are the contents of it have the shir haroy lehem. We had this in Perchof, Mishnah Aleph. Turmel chameshes kabin, says over there, chemesh shel shivas kabin. So those, memela, they're big enough to use l'shchiva. They're used primarily for water, but so they're also miyuchad l'shchiva. They're out in the desert, they can be used l'shchiva. Tmei and medris. V'she'enen mekablen kashir, they're smaller, so memela, they can't be used l'shchiva. They're canteens. Memela, they're kelim, they're mekabel tomo. Tmei and tamimes. V'shel or adag, tor meklum, because the din of kli or is not on kelim shabayam. We learned that anything that comes from the yam is not the skin of any of those creatures, is not from Kabbalatum. Mishnah Yud Beis, Shloisha Oiroi Sein, there are three kelim that are made out of or. Ha'osir l'shotiach, if it's made to spread on the ground, some type of skin that a person would lie down on, tell me a medrash, why not? L'tachar ha'kelim, if it's made to wrap up kelim, sort of like in the Mishkan when they wrapped up the kelim when they traveled. So it's not a medris, but it's a kli. Now this is not so poshut, because a flat piece of skin, what clay kibble does it have? So what the Mefarshim explain is that since it's used to wrap up kelim, it creates some type of base kibble, and that base kibble defines it as a kli. There's something else to bring up over here, is that later on in Perek Chof Zayin we're going to have that a piece of chatichas or to be mekabel tumas medris and tumas maga, the shear of oil, the kabbalah's tumas, chamisha tvachim or chamisha tvachim. Now, the first case of the Mishnah, ha'osu l'shatiach, doesn't bother us if it's less than chamisha al chamisha tvachim. Why? Because over there it's not mekabel tum midin kli, it's mekabel midin miyuchid l'mishka v'moyesh. It doesn't have the tnoim of kli, doesn't need that chashivus. Now, one thing is important to point out is that the oil that's miyuchad l'tachar ha'kelim, even if it is 5x5 tvachim, even if it has be'etzem that it could be used l'shchiva, but it's mevatel l'iki yichud, which is l'tachar ha'kelim. So, merely that would not be mitami tumas medris. So, it's only tami tumas medris. V'shol ritzuos, v'shol sandalim, a piece of or that's going to be used to be made straps or shoes, or ritzuos for tefillin, tayrim miklum, because that's loinigmer malachtoi, so that's avadanat mekabaltum. First, I'll point out that what happens if a ritzu was treated, it was ubad, it was tanned, and then it was cut into straps, and then they decided to undo what it was ready for, and now they're being miyachid for asiyas ritzuis, where it's not nigmar malakdoi, at the point where it's ready to be used for something else, avad it's considered a farat gezach, and it is mekabeltum. Mishnah Gimel, shloisha sedinin hein. The three types of sadin is usually like something like a soft cloth. Sadin is similar to the word satin. That's what it is. Usually the word sadin is used in that context. Over here means something soft. Ha'osir l'shchiva tami medris. Obviously, it's meant to lie down on. That's the normal sadin. Leviloin, if it's sadin that's used for a curtain and it's put up in front of the door, tami meis. So obviously, it's not roi l'shchiva. It's not meant l'shchiva, but it is mekabel tomo. The Mefarshim explained the reason why. What is it? It's a kli. It doesn't have a kli kibul. It's a beged, because sometimes the person who's the shamis that's there, if the house is cold, he would be misatif in the viloin. So it can be used to warm a person up if the weather is cold. Therefore, it has din of a beged. Now, there's a point to make over here. A normal pair of clothing, a shirt, the pants, person sits in it, person lies down in it, it's it's royally yeshiva l'shchiva as part of the person. Therefore, it's Tommy Thomas Medrus, a regular beged. This is the only type of thing which is a beged, but a person never sits down or lies down. It memela, it's Tommy Thomas Meis as a beged, but doesn't have the din of Thomas Medrus. Shel tsurois, if it's just something that's decorated, and it's just it's a pattern that's used for others to weave, copying it. It's just used as a pattern for show. So, well, it's not a kli. It's not a. It has no shimush for a person. Lenoi ba'alma, and therefore it's not mekabel tum at all. The others are mefarish that the tzura is taka. It's hung up in the house, but it's not there to serve any meaningful purpose. It's just there. Not. It's only lenoi. So Mela, it's not Mekabal Tum, because there's no, it's not a beged, and it's not a kli, and it's not Mekabal Tum at all. Now, when something is hanging, there's a horror over here, the Mufarshim point out, that if a curtain is hanging, l'chertz mechuba l'karka. If it's bottled to kais le'abayis, like a regular curtain, then it wouldn't be metame at all. So that would be another reason. So I have to be talking about over here, where something's not considered mechuba l'karka, and that's why it would be a discussion. For it, it doesn't have a shame beged or a kli, therefore, it's Tor Miklo.